Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey. We're in our little corner of the world. We open our arms, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls Americans hockey team. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad and your host for this podcast, and where I guide you down the ice and across the blue line, introducing our team individually to the world. This week's episode, I'll be speaking with number two, Sam Dohlmeyer, and discuss his history, his story, and his future, along with little tidbits about the team. Sam is a captain and defenseman who hails from Calgary and is in his third year with the Americans, which unfortunately for us means this is his final year in Tier 3 hockey. In his first season, 2021-22, he played 17 games with 2 assists. The second season, 22-23, he played 46 games with 9 assists. And this season so far has played in 10 games, but has yet to find his chance with the puck. Sam stands an impressive 6'4 and weighs 205, which makes him a formidable presence on the ice and a natural-born grinder, disrupting the opposing team's plans. All right, so I have online with me Sam Dohlmeyer, number two. Big defenseman from Calgary. How you doing tonight, Sam?
Doing great. How you doing?
Been enjoying this nice weather?
Oh yeah, of course.
It's all gonna go to crap next week, so we got one more weekend of nice weather.
That's all we need.
Yeah, this is true. So tell me about yourself, Sam.
Well, I'm from Calgary, Alberta. I was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. And then halfway through my life, I guess, moved to up to Calgary in Canada.
So you have dual citizenship?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What caused you to move up to Calgary?
My stepdad got a job as the head coach of the Drumheller Dragons in the AJHL, and then that was kind of like our ticket up.
So I see where what got you off into hockey.
Yeah.
How old was you when you first started playing?
I was about 3 years old when I really wanted to play hockey, but my dad wouldn't just throw me right in. I was too young for all the leagues in Utah, and so he'd get me out skating, and I just was in love with it. Wanted to do nothing but skate and play hockey like my older brothers always did. And then as soon as I hit the age of 4, I was old enough to play in the little house league for the Salt Lake community.
What was the name of the first team you played for?
Oh, we got to pick our names. So it was something weird like the Hound Dogs or Bulldogs.
The minds of a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So what about school? Because when I was looking at your background, I went on Elite Prospects. I couldn't find anything on about your high school or anything. You know, all it shows is your time with the Americans. So tell me about your school with hockey.
Yeah, so I did my junior high, grade 7 to 9, was all in Calgary while playing hockey. And then I went into high school for grade 10 and 11, also in Calgary, still playing hockey, kind of. COVID kind of messed with us a little bit. And then I moved up, or I guess down to Great Falls to play hockey for the Americans, and I was enrolled in the Great Falls Central Catholic High School here in town.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. So do you like it here in Great Falls?
I actually love it here in Great Falls. There's no place I'd rather be.
Oh, cool, cool. What's your plans for, because this is your last season, isn't it?
It sure is, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. What's your plans after this?
I know I'm looking. Hopefully, I really want to play college hockey. I think that would be a blast. Get some education, and I don't have to give up my passion.
Right. Any particular school you're looking at, or?
I've been looking into the University of Providence here in Great Falls.
Oh, okay. So you want to stick by close?
I sure do.
So you planning on just staying here for that? Your goal?
That is the goal as of right now.
That's awesome. We sure like to hear that, because I mean with your experience and stuff, I'm sure that'll give you an opportunity to help out the coach and assistant coach Alex, and maybe even get in there and help out, you know, teach some of the younger kids. And
yeah, exactly. I want to be a part of the program as long as I possibly can.
Awesome. We like hearing that. So, who's your favorite team growing up?
Oh, geez. My favorite team is actually the San Jose Sharks.
What?
Yeah, I know. It throws a lot of people for a twist.
What made you start following them?
It was actually, my grandparents are from San Jose, and it was the first NHL game I ever went to. And in that first NHL game, I got to meet Devin Setoguchi, who signed a San Jose Sharks hoodie for me. And that.
Well, I can see that there. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
I'm just a loyal fan, you know?
Right. Nope. I get it. I understand. I do. So what do you, 5 years from now, if you was to get to go to college, especially if you went to Providence, 5 years from now, what do you see yourself doing?
I could see myself, after going to Providence, probably getting a business degree, I could see myself opening up my own business, whether it be like a general contracting or an electrical business.
Okay. Is that your thing, fixing stuff and building stuff?
Yeah, it sure is.
Cool. Well, here in a few years, you get that done, go off into the electrical, I might call on you then.
Anytime.
It gets out of my comfort zone when it comes to working on electrical. I stuck a bobby pin in an outlet when I was 4 years old, and it held on to me, and been scared to death of electricity ever since.
Oh, I bet.
And I mean, I'm getting to the point now. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with it, especially with the house that we moved into. You know, I've had to redo a lot of the electrical and stuff, and I'm learning, and I'm getting more comfortable with it. But if I had my choice between me doing it and letting a professional do it, yeah.
Professional all the way.
Exactly. So I heard a rumor this week that you've been bumped up to a forward now.
I sure have.
What's going on with that? Are you just is the coach just trying you out there to see what you're doing, or does he have plans for you there, or do you know?
You know, I think Greg has some plans for me up at forward. He likes to say I have a heavy shot, and I feel like heavy shot and a big body up at forward, especially on the fourth line, gives us a chance to grind out, and I can get up there with Cade Bendigo, another big body, and we could just bump guys around and give our first and second line a nice, comfortable break.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, there's a few of you. You get to skating down that ice as big as you are. You take up some territory there, and you're kind of like locomotives moving down through there. So, yeah, put you as a forward and get you up on that, up there on the offensive side. I think you could definitely do some things.
That's what I'm trying to do.
So what's your, how are you feeling about the team up to date? I mean, I know we've had some rough, we've had a few rough games, and I still think that the, cause you started off the season great, but then you hit Gillette. And I think that shook all y'all up a little bit. And it's been, you know, kind of trying to come back from that. But what's your opinion? What's your take from the 10 games that you've played so far?
Yeah, I think we've definitely taken a step or two back, and we've been doing nothing but focusing on our team and our team only to get those steps back forward, which I think we'll have no problem with. We got a bunch of guys who are just hungry for wins and hungry to pop some pucks in the back of the net and have a successful year. And I'm just baffled with the guys that we have in the room. Everybody wants it. And I couldn't be more excited for what's to come.
Awesome. That's great. And at least, you know, I mean, it's nice to have that on your final year. That'll be definitely something to look back on.
Oh, 100%.
And it's not even, you know, I mean, it's, you know, everybody wants to win, you know, but there's always got to be losers, you know. It's the way I look at things like that, though, is it's the experience. It's the opportunity. It's the fun, the camaraderie, you know. I mean, you should always give 110%, but in the end, as long as you're trying, you can't lose.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing, as long as everybody is trying. And I think, I personally think we watch the team, you know, and man, you've got some great guys on this team. There's definitely some skill out there. So there's some speed, some hockey IQ. I mean, it's there. Y'all just got to find that groove.
Exactly. Just got to piece it all together.
Yep. I think y'all started finding that this weekend when you went down and met, Sheridan. You was definitely, we were seeing more communication with y'all. That's a big thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I'm pretty sure I know this answer, but who is your favorite player? Let's go with playing now.
Playing now? Okay.
Playing now.
I really like a defenseman on the Buffalo Sabres, Matias Samuelson.
What's drawn you to him?
You know, I like to think I play like him, obviously at a different level, but he's a big body. He's smooth and smart and simple, and he takes care of his teammates with passes, and you know, he'll throw a big hit every now and then whenever he needs to. And
cool. Well, that's definitely, I mean, you described yourself. You're definitely, you know, you're a big body out there, and you've definitely got a certain amount of smoothness to you. We enjoy watching you skate. You're aware of aware of what's going on the ice, your teammates, and we see you moving the way you're supposed to be, and we definitely enjoy watching you out there.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me about your fondest memory of a game that you've played.
Fondest memory of a game that I've played. Are we talking with the Americans?
With whoever. Just throughout your life.
Throughout my life. I'd have to say probably last year with the Americans, it was like our, I don't know. I guess you would like a home. It was home. It was home games against Bozeman, last home games of the season. And unfortunately, we were out of the playoffs at that point and we knew it. And we came together as a team and just said, you know, let's go out. Let's push the pace. Let's have a bunch of fun for these veteran players who aren't able to play next year. And then we went out and probably my first or second shift, I laid probably the biggest hit of my junior hockey career on Bozeman's top scorer, who previously in games beforehand had scored 5-6 goals on us. And I first shift laid him out, and then we ended up winning that series against Bozeman, kicking them out of the playoffs.
Nice. Very nice. Yep. That's definitely a good memory.
Yeah.
So what about, I know I kind of jump around sometimes, but what is it about Great Falls that you've fallen in love with?
I really like the small town. Like, it's not super small to where, you know, you got to drive so far away to go buy groceries or whatever. But it's small enough to where everyone knows everyone. You have everything you need, everything you want. There's plenty of rivers and fields to fish and hunt. And it's just got a great atmosphere to it.
Yeah, it definitely has a small town feel to it, even though there's, 60,000 people here.
Yeah.
It does have that small town feel to it. I agree. And I love a town that sits right on a river, and for the river to run through it like this, because that's the way I grew up. So,
yeah.
So what do you like to, what kind of fishing do you like to do?
I love to go fly fishing. Usually every summer I try to float down the river in a drift boat whenever I can. Probably 2 times a week.
Cool. Good deal. What about hunting?
You know, I haven't done much hunting in my younger years, but I've been getting out trying to do some duck hunting, which I think is just a blast, and I'm excited to go for deer hunting this rifle season.
Oh, cool. I bet I can imagine who you're going duck hunting with.
I bet you could.
So do you just rifle hunt, or do you bow hunt, or do you?
I've never bow hunted before. I was looking at buying a bow to try to go bow hunting this year, but, you know, with training camp starting and I was working at the iceplex trying to build some ice up so we could have it ready for our training camp, I wasn't able to really find a bow that was my draw length. But definitely next bow season, I think I'll be getting out.
Cool. Yeah, it's bow hunting. You know, when it comes to a bow, you definitely got to get the practice in with it. It's a lot different than rifle, because, you know, you're the rifle, as long as you're steady and you can look through a scope, you know, it's fairly easy. With the bow, you got to get a lot closer, and of course, with the compounds, you know, with the sights they have and everything, that's a different story. It's getting closer and closer to rifles, but you get you a bow and want to start learning, I can definitely, because that's my thing. I'm a big bow hunter. I love bow. In fact, I have no desire to rifle hunt anymore. There's something about walking through the woods with a stick and a string in your hand and having to get up close enough on the animals. It's, you just can't beat it.
Sounds like I'll be contacting you over the summer.
Yeah, there you go. And they've got a, they've got a range at North 40 that you can go use for $5 an hour.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, yeah, what's your draw length?
I I don't even know what my draw length is, to be honest. I tried out one of our former players, Zach Hatton. He had a bow that he was trying to sell, and I had, like, you know how when you're going to shoot a bow, you got your elbow bent so you don't smack yourself with the strings. Well, right. I had my elbow bent pretty dang close to a 90, and it still smacked my forearm.
Well, with your size being 6'4", you're probably looking at 30, 31 inches on your draw. So that, you know, you're definitely going to have to go with a longer axle bow.
Yeah.
So I'd be looking at axle to axle, I'd be looking at anywhere from 33 to 36 inches. Plus, the longer bow like that, they're a little bit more forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
On especially on learning, you get a shorter bow. They've got shorter bows that have that long of a draw, but they're less forgiving. They're a little bit more. They amplify your mistakes a little bit more. So
okay.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Get a hold of me, and I'll help you do some bow shopping, and we'll get you going.
Well, I definitely will.
So did your, when you came down here, did your mom and dad come down with you, or are they still in Calgary, or?
So there's kind of a funny story about that. I had to be, when I moved down here for my rookie year, I had to be dropped off at the border and walk across the border with, a ski bag full of clothes on my back and my wagon full of all my other, room essentials plus hockey gear and sticks.
So you're an illegal.
That's what some people love to say.
And did your mom and dad drive across and pick you up, or was somebody over here waiting for you to pick you up, or?
Yeah, I had, my dad was waiting for me on the other side to pick me up, but, due to COVID, they wouldn't let him pick me up in Canada or without doing a 2-week quarantine before going back to the U.S. and vice versa with my mom crossing from Canada to America.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, COVID screwed a lot of things up.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to discuss? Any kind of question that you'd like to ask, or anything that you'd like to just speak on?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, it's definitely been good getting to know you finally. And we look forward to watching this weekend and seeing you out there and seeing what you're doing as a forward.
Oh yeah, I'll be out there. I think I'll be getting my first goal this weekend. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, we'll definitely be rooting for you for that.
Thank you.
But I guess we'll let you go then, and you have yourself a good night, sir.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right, we'll talk. As I said before, folks, that was number 2, Sam Dolmeyer, who it seems has been moved from a defenseman to a forward for at least a certain amount of time. I'm sure Coach Greg definitely has plans for him. Can't wait to see what that young man can do out there as a forward. He's definitely got a good stick on him. He definitely moves well on the ice for as big as he is. So it'll definitely be exciting. But this is Jim Quick. And to all my friends out there, stay optimistic, my friends, and we shall see you at the games.